joy that's unspeakable, and I like it, and I like it, yeah. Your love for me is irresistible. I can't fight it, I can't fight it, yeah. If life is water, I was dry as to sounder. If it's a gamble, I've already lost my shit. If it's a journey, I was dazed without a clue. I'll flip to you back to the first love I ever knew. You can enjoy the sun speaking alone.
Good morning, Home Church, and thank you for joining us on our podcast this morning. We have just a couple of announcements for you before we get into our time of worship and the Word this morning. First off, we are so excited to announce the outcome of last week's church vote for the lead pastor position with Pastor Carlos as the nominee. Out of 150 ballots, there were 18 no's and 132 yeses, which far exceeds the two-thirds requirement. Our board has provided Pastor Carlos with an official offer letter, and it is my pleasure to announce that he has accepted the board's offer letter to be our new senior lead pastor. So we will be having a celebration and a day of installation service with our district superintendent, Reverend Steve Scott. And we will let you know when we have a date scheduled for this. Just a reminder that we're going to be having our weekly prayer meeting on Zoom tomorrow, Monday night at 9 p.m. There's going to be an email sent out with that link, so keep an eye out and make sure to join us. For the teens, this Wednesday night is going to be our weekly youth group Zoom meeting, so make sure to join us at 7 p.m. this Wednesday. Keep your eyes out as well. We're going to have the email coming out with the Zoom link for you also. The church offices are going to remain closed until next Monday, July the 6th. The church board has decided that we will be reopening our church building for service next Sunday, July the 5th. We're going to have our services at our usual times, with the first service being at 9 a.m., second service will be at 10:30 a.m., and our Spanish-speaking service will be at 12 noon. We will be following the CDC guidelines and the governor's recommendations. Face coverings will be required unless an individual has medical restrictions. There will be no physical contact, no handshaking or hugging, and we must maintain 6 feet of social distancing between households. No more than 50 people will be allowed in the sanctuary at a time, but we will have an overflow room in the gym with live video and audio where another 50 can be in attendance. A detailed email will be sent out with additional information. And if you have any other questions, please reach out to Pastor Carlos, the church staff, or the board. Now, as many of you may know, Pastor Carlos, with the help of so many, has put on a church barbecue for Independence Day the past couple of years. Well, our pastor is not going to let COVID stop us from celebrating Independence Day as a church. So this year, what we're going to be doing, Pastor Carlos is going to be barbecuing from his house, social distance style, and we're going to have a drive-through available. This is going to be taking place on Sunday, July 5th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if you'd like to stop by his house and get a plate of delicious barbecue, please reach out to either Pastor Carlos or his wife, Ricky, so that they can give you their address and get a head count to make sure that we have plenty of food. You can reach Pastor Carlos by email at cgarcia@homechurchnv.org, or you can reach Ricky at rgarcia@homechurchnv.org. Church, we're now ready to move into our time of giving and worship. We just want to thank everybody who has remained faithful in your tithes and offerings. And we would ask that you please continue to give online or by dropping a check in the mail. If you can't give online or you don't have a check, please reach out to myself or another board or staff member, and we can make arrangements to make sure that your tithe or offering is received to honor God and support his work here at Home Church. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a beautiful day this morning, Lord. And God, we thank you for all of the answered prayers, for your faithfulness that we continue to see daily in our lives, and the way that you continue to move through our church, Lord. Father, this morning, we come to you with our tithes and our offerings, Father God, and we do this to show our faithfulness to you, Lord. Father, we just pray a blessing over these tithes and offerings, Lord. We ask that you take this money that we offer up to you today, Lord. Bless it, use it in ways that we can't even imagine to further your kingdom here, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you fill our hearts this morning as we move into this time of worship. Lord, we just thank you and celebrate this morning. So excited to come together as a church body and be able to shout your name, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to get together. We just pray a blessing. Pray that you anoint Pastor's words this morning as he is delivering the message. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Can you just prepare your hearts for worship? God, I just pray you fill every home and every heart. Thank you, God, that even though we can't be together physically, Lord, that we are never away from your presence, God.
You give a life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath
God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. God is on the move today. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move, on the move today. Above all things, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians, singers. We so appreciate you this morning. Thank you, church, for joining us for worship. How is everyone doing this morning? Yes, amen. I just want to say, as I get started this morning, I just want to say thank you, church. I'm sure you already heard, but I have accepted the offer, and I am more than honored and grateful and privileged to be able to preach the word of the living God that's life-changing, that is transformative, and we are going to reach this city for Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen and amen. My wife and I want to thank you for the notes and the cards and the gifts and the emails and the text messages. We so appreciate you this morning. This morning I'm going to be preaching on a topic, a simple topic called vision. And I don't have any points this morning. Today's going to be a little different. Question, have you ever thought about life? I should say, have you ever thought about the life that God has given you? And the purpose that you have or are supposed to have? Or maybe the desires God has given you personally, and you're wondering, how do I get there? I might be the only one. I might not be. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. It starts with vision. I was reading a piece that stood out, and you're gonna want to write this down. I love this piece right here. It reads, vision is a mental picture to carry in your spirit of your future that's forceful enough to mold your present. I must say that again. Vision is a mental picture to carry in your spirit of your future that's forceful enough to mold your present. I want to say this morning, I thank God for so many men that we can look up to in this church. Not to mention Pastor Todd Reniger, who mentors and teaches. And just want to say, Pastor Todd, we miss you, we love you. But there's so many men in this place as well that people can look up to, men who have stood the test of time by God's grace and were able to go to and learn from. And I would even say this morning, sometimes we get vision from God, we get inspiration, but sometimes it can get blurry. It can get blurred, and we forget those visions or inspirations. We get real excited, and then it kind of dwindles away. I would even say there might be people listening to this podcast who have dreams and desires, you know, and goals, but have never done anything about it. Proverbs 18 is our first verse of the day. And then we'll be going into Mark. We'll be going into a story, but write this down. Proverbs 18, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. I love the New King James Version. It reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. Moving forward requires vision. When you have no vision from God for what he wants to do in your life, for what he wants to do in your church, life can just go anywhere. There's no sense of direction. I get a lot of pictures in my head when I say that, but one that comes to my mind is when you blow up a balloon, picture You know, when you're at the, you're getting ready for a birthday party and you're blowing up balloons, or you have your kids blow up balloons, the next thing you know, they're not blowing them up. They're just blowing them halfway and then letting them go. The balloon is going everywhere. There's no sense of direction. It says, cast off restraints. That's kind of what that is. We're casting off. There's no sense of direction. I want to tell you this morning, I'm standing right now in a building that didn't happen by chance. Right now, I'm standing in a building that didn't happen by accident. By some, you know, it took people like Pastor Ted Allen to have a vision and say, you know, I think God can do something bigger. As I was in the history room and I'm looking at some of the articles, Pastor Ted Allen stood out. So much vision, so much. I don't know about you, but it took a lot to build this thing. It took a lot of time, a lot of hours. The church came together, and that took vision. There was purpose. And we are today blessed because of that seed planted. There has to be some plan, some action taken for vision. And the enemy, I'm going to tell you this morning, wants us in a place where there's no hope, there's no change, and he definitely doesn't want any vision. Mark chapter 8, verse 22, read with me this story. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. I'll give you a little bit of time. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. Then he came to Bethsaida, talking about Jesus, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. Stop right there. Someone say, Jesus, where are we going? That's a very good question, because this blind man is, who knows how long he's been there. And Jesus now just takes him out of town. Jesus, where are we going? When I first read that, I said, Jesus, where are you taking him? And then I said, well, Jesus, where are we going? Jesus, lead me. It reads again, here we go. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. I've titled this sermon, Jesus, where are we going? This story is important, especially around the idea of vision. I know this is physical vision we're talking about here, but this can also be applied to the spiritual side of things. The Bible says Jesus went to Bethsaida. So we can picture Jesus walking, and these people stop him and beg Jesus to pray for this man. How many of you know, you can see right there, they don't obviously know who Jesus is, because you don't have to beg Jesus to touch you, amen? Thank God we don't have to beg him. He's not some TV healer. He's not a TV preacher superstar off to his next big event, you know, like, I don't have time. Jesus, you can come to him anytime and ask him for what you need. The Bible says Jesus grabbed him by the hand and did what? What did he do? Thank you. He led him out of town. Jesus could have healed him on the spot, right? He was in Bethsaida and he led him out of town. Again, Jesus could have healed him on the spot, but didn't. Understand, this is Jesus who healed Lazarus, right? Jesus touched the coffin of a little boy and he got up. Jesus put his hands on the little girl and she got up. And Jesus grabs this blind man by the hand and leads him out of town. Why didn't he heal him right there? What I personally get out of this, the revelation that I get, sometimes Jesus is not touching you to heal you right away. Sometimes Jesus is touching you because he wants to lead you. Sometimes Jesus says, before I heal you, Carlos, can I lead you? Before I can deliver you, Jeannie, can I walk with you? Jesus is grabbing him by the hand, and it's his love saying, "This." He's saying to the blind man, "This atmosphere that you're in, right? You don't need this right now. I'm gonna take you out of here." It was a different situation right here because we know Jesus healing people on the spot. Boom, boom, boom. But this time Jesus says, come with me first. You can picture the blind man even saying, where are we going? Where are you taking me? I'd like you to do me a favor. Close your eyes for a few. Just close your eyes with me. And again, we don't know how long he's been blind. Maybe since he was born. Maybe a week. Don't matter how long to me. If you're blind, man, this is, wow. You can't see. Close your eyes. Jesus, if that's even you, is that you? You got to know there's some faith here because there's nothing on record that says the blind man said, hold on, are you Jesus? Yes, I am Jesus. Come with me. Wait, hold on. But now this man, I got to say, is following Jesus. He's walking by faith, not by sight. I don't know where we're going, but if you hold my hand, Jesus, I'll go. God, give us hearts. Give us a people that say, I don't know where we're going, but God, as long as you're holding my hand, I will go. I will go. I'm trying to preach to somebody today, this morning, right now, because there's a lot of talk on where are we going? What in the world is going on? I want to tell somebody that I've been personally talking to somebody who knows exactly where we are going. And as long as we got our hands and our hearts together, he is going to take us somewhere. It would have been easy for him to say, I don't know you. No, I. And again, you got to put yourself in this story. You know this blind man, and you've heard of this man named Jesus, maybe, and you've heard what bad things. This guy's crazy. He's demon possessed. Don't go with him. The blind man's there. Yeah, I'm not. I don't know you. He's squinting. He's blind. I can't trust you. Who are you? Are you even? I don't know. No. Maybe listening to the voices of family, voices of friends that he's had for years. Maybe trying to get him, talk him out of following Jesus. No. No, mijo, don't follow him. No. He's crazy. He's loco, okay? He's weird. Don't. It saddens me because someone would rather trust people who undermine the authority that God has put into place, then trust the God who created all things, split seas, and can move mountains. He would have missed his blessing if he would have stopped Jesus from taking him out of town. And again, it's a town he's familiar with. He's familiar with. Jesus didn't tell him where he was taking him. Jesus didn't say anything about that. He just said, come. And you can see the blind man. Again, I really want to stress this, saying I don't know where we're going. But I have faith and hoping that it's better than where I've been. There might be people right now saying, I don't know where you're taking me, Lord, but if you lead us, I will follow. He led him out of town. Jesus, why don't you heal me here? Jesus, why can't you just do it? If you're Jesus, why can't you just do it here? And you know, Jesus could have healed him there, but Jesus wanted to take him somewhere else. You know, you could just see Jesus. I can heal you there, but I want to heal you here. Because, see, this is not just about the healing for you, my friend. This is not just about the miracle, but it's also about the place. Are you following me already? You already know where I'm going. It's about the place. Because some miracles don't come with old mindsets. Some miracles don't come in old circles. God, give us vision. Jesus said, let me get you out of here. It might be scary. I feel I'm talking to somebody right now. And what scares me is there's somebody maybe that's just already turned it off. It might be scary. You might feel alone. How many of you here felt alone? You're blind. You don't know where you're alone. You feel alone. Is this really you, Jesus? Okay, I'm trusting it's you, but where are we going? He feels alone. He's in a different place. He doesn't know, but I want to tell you this morning. Jesus is saying, I want to get you to a different place, a prepared place, a safe place, a preordained place, because some breakthroughs and miracles only happen when you get to the right place. Can you imagine how alone this man felt? One of the scariest places for people, including myself, is a place called alone. And in this last few months, if you haven't felt alone, praise God. But if you've ever felt alone, alone's like a bad word, you know? Alone. Maybe he didn't feel alone, but I would say I'd feel alone. But sometimes God has to get you to a place called alone. Sometimes God has to take you out of where it's familiar. The routine. I'm not talking, I know in the Bible it says where there's a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. That's not what I'm saying, church. That's for decision making, okay? But I'm talking about something completely different. Sometimes God has to get you to a place called alone. I'm talking about kingdom building. I'm talking about Reno and Sparks building. I'm talking about nation building. Because sometimes when God wants to give you a vision and build a new thing, he will get you alone. Can I get an amen? Somebody say Moses, alone. When I can get you alone. Somebody say Elijah, alone. Noah, talk to me. Noah, alone. When you're all alone, what happens? Your flaws show. Your fear will start to show. Your stutter will start to show, right? When Stephen was alone, he was stoned. Jesus alone in Gethsemane. John alone on the island of Patmos. But when God wants to speak to you and give you a vision, sometimes he doesn't do it in a crowded place. He will do it when you're all alone. For those who felt alone, just know I've felt alone recently too, in this very place. Lord, it's just me and you. Where are we going? Again, Jesus takes him from Bethsaida, a place he's familiar with. And again, I want to say, it's normal to cling to things that's familiar. I do that, okay? It's normal. I'm not telling you to go buy a new car this morning, okay? Or you need to get a new house or, you know, walk on a different side of the street. That's not what I'm saying. Hear me, church. This is, I'm speaking spiritually here. You know, Jesus will ask you sometimes to step outside what's familiar, to step outside the boat. And not only to step outside the boat, but to walk on water. And I don't know about you, but that is not familiar to me. It might be to you, praise God. Just give me a secret, let me know how you got there. The Bible says, Jesus spit on his eyes, then put his hands on him. Spitting in the Hebrew, some of you already know this, but spitting in the Hebrew was a sign of being unclean. When someone spit on you, you were unclean. And 7 days, you know, unclean. But I read something that I liked and I pulled it out and I want to. What Jesus is saying here when he spit on this man is, I'm spitting on you, you're unclean, but I'm also putting my hands on you because, yes, you're unclean, but the root of your blindness is you're unclean, but you're not your blindness. You are not that. I love that because I'm like, man, none of us are perfect. We got blind spots. But God is still willing to put his hands on us, heal us, lead us. Jesus spit on his eyes and said, what do you see? What do you see? And that's a good question. Some would say the reason for his blindness was his response right here is he's saying, I see people, I see, you know. I'll be honest, if Jesus was right there and healed me, I wouldn't be seeing people. Maybe I would if I had a problem with worrying about what people thought or the approval or praise of people. So yeah, maybe. But Jesus says, what do you see? He doesn't see, he just sees people walking like trees. And Jesus has to put his hands on him again. Let's go back to the verse. It says, then he put his hands on his eyes again, but this time he made the man look up. You catch that? He made the man look up this time. You can see him squinting now. And Jesus does exactly what Jesus does to this man, he does to me as well. when I'm so focused on everything else and everyone else. He puts his hands on him again and he makes him look up. You know what you miss and can't see when you're looking, when you're not looking up, I should say? Or when you're looking up? When you're looking up, you can't see all the distractions. You can't see, I would even add yourself. When you're looking up, your focus is only on him. No matter how blind the situation is, how dark, how confusing, when you're looking up, you can only be focused on one thing. Hallelujah. God, give us vision. My prayer, church, God, remind us to look up in times of trouble, to look up when we have nowhere else to go, to look up when we're blind, to look up when we need vision. A vision, a fire that won't be quenched because of man, won't be quenched because of circumstances. A vision to move forward and not look back. When God gives you a vision, don't let anyone ever take that away from you. I only said that because right here, Jesus, I believe it's no coincidence that Jesus says right here in verse 26, don't go back into town. Don't go back into town and don't even tell them what happened. Just for my personal life, some will talk you out of your miracle. Some people can talk you out of vision. Hallelujah. Church, God wants to move us forward. Not by us getting, you know, rallying and screaming as, no. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, wants to move us forward. And by God's grace, church, no devil in hell is going to stop what God wants to do. He's going to move us forward spiritually. He's going to move us forward relationally. He's going to give destiny, future, revival. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to sing out a worship song. I want to sing out that chorus again. It's your breath in our lungs. And we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise to worship only. Only Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, as we're singing this out, maybe God has given you some dreams. God has given you vision. God has inspired you. Maybe God is quickening you. Maybe God is speaking to you about some things, about letting things go, moving forward, whatever it is, cry out to the King of Kings right now, wherever you're at, whether you're alone, whether you're with your family, cry out to the King of Kings and say, dear Jesus, those dreams that I had, those inspirations that I had long ago, I could kind of still remember those things. Rekindle the fire that was burning within me once again. Rekindle that fire that was burning within me. I might have let go of that vision, but I'm going to tell you, Jesus has not let go of you. And he's reminding you right now, he's at your heart's door, and he's saying, can we talk again? You're a little blurred right now. Things are a little, but can you come with me? Can you walk with me? Can you talk with me? Great are you, Lord. Oh, sing to him this morning. It's your breath. It's your breath
in our lungs.
So we pour out our praise.
Pour out our praise.
It's your breath
in our lungs.
So we pour out our praise to you, only you. Great are you.
You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to only.
Church, take this time just to speak to God this morning. Maybe you're here, maybe you're listening in this morning, and you need to repent and you need to give God your life. I would encourage you to just ask God into your heart. He will forgive you of your sins. Just ask him and say, Lord, I need you. Forgive me. I'm a sinner. And let Christ come in and cleanse you and wash away your sin. Maybe this morning, you're struggling with some things. Just know there's a God in heaven who says, just give those to me. I can make your burdens easy. I can make your burdens. You don't have to carry those things. Hallelujah. Amen. Take some time with God right now. I was talking to somebody the other day. We're talking about flowers and how a plant, it grows and becomes beautiful in the spring, and there's a time where it will die. And we have so many amazing things going on in our lives. We have weddings and life and beauty, and there's babies being born, and there's also death. Oh, but if you could just see, if you could just walk with me and know that everything is okay. There is life after death. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we glorify your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. Father, I would just ask a blessing upon our church, upon the members of this church. I would even ask a special blessing upon new members who will be coming in, people we don't know. The harvest is ready. And Lord, we are asking God, by your mercy, that you would equip us. We can only do it with you. We cannot do it on our own. Guide us. Speak to us. Let us be unified. We pray for a spirit of unity to be in this place. And Lord, in all hearts, God, who are broken, hurt, maybe discouraged, that you would heal and mend and remove any obstacle, Lord, that might be in our way. Someone asked me as I close just recently, kind of what really got this sermon going, Pastor Carlos, where are you taking us? Love this individual dearly. Where are you taking us? My answer was, wherever the Lord takes us. Because if it was up to me, who knows, we'd be that balloon. But God will take us. Not me. Not you. By God's grace, we're going to be going to a prepared place. A preordained place. There might be giants as we're going over the mountain and we're looking up. There's a giant, and I'm not talking about Mike Metzger. There might be giants, but till next time, that's next time. I want to end with this. Just know your pastor has already asked for you. Jesus, where are we going? Be blessed this morning. Thank you again. We love you. Home Church of the Nazarene. God bless.
My eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, maker of heaven.
Good morning again, Home Church. We just want to say thank you again for joining us this morning on the podcast. Just a reminder, we are so excited to see you guys next week at our, tomorrow at our Zoom prayer meeting at 9 o'clock. Youth, you're going to have your meeting on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And praise God, so excited to be back in this building next week. We are so excited to see all of you that are going to be able to make it out with us. We love you all. We can't wait to see you here back in the building. For those of you who aren't going to be able to join us because of medical concerns or other reasons, please know you are in our thoughts and our prayers. We love you and we miss you. Thank you again, and we will see you here next week.
Of heaven, creator of the earth.